let's get going. Good stuff. So, give us an idea from a club point of view how important the National Village Cup is to Street House.
Really, it's a big thing for the club because it attracts big crowds. So yeah. On a Sunday, we can expect to attract loads and loads of people, which is good revenue for the club. And it's also, if we're travelling away, we make a full day of it. We'll put a big coach on and take all the supporters on the coach with the players and that, and make a good family day out.
Yeah, and we're not sure whether today is going to go ahead. It's looking a bit dicey, Hampton Main. But what's the in terms of today's clash? Would you have fancied your chances if you end up not playing?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously looked at the draw already this year.
Yeah.
I think we've got a favourable draw that we're at home all the way through to the, obviously, regional final. So we are fancying our chances. We've got a lot of a stronger side this year than we have for the last two or three seasons. And we are putting a lot of focus on to do well in the village this year.
Are you? In terms of the strength of your squad then, have you signed players? Give us an idea for people who won't know your club.
Yeah.
What the changes have been?
Last year we signed a South African who's done exceptionally well. He used to play in the Bradford League.
Who's that? Just so.
Johan van E.
Oh, okay.
And he's a top all rounder, really.
Right.
He's getting runs and wickets for us.
Yeah.
So that's improved us tremendously. And other than that, we also signed another lad from the Central Yorkshire League, Tanvir Bashir, who's a middle order batsman who comes in and likes to get on with it, which is again, helped the strength of the team in the middle order.
I'm just interested in terms of the challenges or successes for Street House at the moment. So how healthy are your club? What are the challenges for you in terms of either attracting players or keeping going? And
okay.
Give me an idea of that.
Probably for the last couple of seasons we've struggled. We've lost a lot of players. We've gone elsewhere. So in the last year we set about recruiting the best we could and consolidating as a team. We've also had obviously another couple of players joined us this year who aren't eligible for the village. So we are strengthening all the time now, and because we're doing a little bit better than we have done over the last two seasons, we are now beginning to attract players again.
Okay, so kind of league success obviously helps. It's almost a snowball effect, isn't it, in the sense that you're doing well locally and then that attracts. How do you recruit players? I always ask this, whatever clubs, is it just literally word of mouth and players talking to other players at other clubs and that kind of network thing?
That's really all it is. There are obviously restrictions in that you can't approach certain players at certain times of the season, so you've got to be very careful with how you do it. But it is generally just word of mouth, really. And we do, towards the end of the season, play a friendly game against the British Fire Service.
Oh, okay.
And what we try and do is attract players to come and play in that game, get to know the club, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then obviously we talk to them for the following season.
Yeah. That's, I guess, that kind of thing's ideal if they enjoy themselves and you kind of get on and you think.
It's an early opener in for them, really. Yeah,
just
see how good the club and the facilities are.
And I was told that you played in the Lords final, is that right?
That's right, yes.
So give me a flavour of what that was like, what you kind of remember of the run to the final, all that sort of stuff.
The actual day itself was amazing. You sort of waited on hand and foot, really.
Yeah.
Nothing is too much for anybody to get you. Even down to the tea, when you went for your tea, there's a choice of about seven different meals and all that sort of thing. So the whole day is an absolute eye-opener and tremendous. To me, obviously, I did well on the day. I got 50. But with keeping wicket as well. I was on the field, you know, for near enough all of the day. So I never really got to take in the atmosphere or feel the place.
Yeah.
Because I was on the pitch all the time.
Yeah.
Amazing as it was, but it would have been nice to sort of, you know, soak it up from outside. Really.
But that being said, presumably raising your bat at Lord's to... just check this is on. Yeah, right. Yeah, raising your bat at Lord's, that doesn't happen very often. So can you remember what that was like and what it felt like?
Yeah, obviously a tremendous achievement. Very emotional. I was in tears, I know I was. Actually, the whole, you know, walking through the long room out onto the field, that sort of thing, is so emotional. And like you say, to hold your bat up with all the supporters in there is an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
One that I'll never ever forget.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And in terms of repeating that, or not necessarily put pressure on you this season, but I mean, yeah. I just mean as a club. What do you think Street House can do to have a good chance of, you know, getting further in competition, and who knows what happens? So I suppose once you get to regional final,
yeah, anything can happen. Yeah, as I say, we tried to focus on it this year, and a few players, myself included, are struggling to play two games a weekend.
Yeah.
Age-wise, on yeah. my side, work commitments, other lads. So what we are trying to do is, if need be, on the Saturday, we can rest the players or yep. not get them involved as much to focus on the Sunday game.
Yeah. So how did you do yesterday?
We were lucky, really, that we didn't have a game yesterday because of the Tour de Yorkshire.
Ah, right, okay.
So
yeah,
our game
did your league cancel everything, or was it just down to each fixture?
It was just our game.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Our game got cancelled.
Was that because it's literally passing through?
Yeah, it was going through Houghton Pagnell, where okay. we should have been playing.
Right.
So they cancelled our fixture and played that last Sunday.
Right.
So we had a free weekend, free Saturday, I should say. Yeah.
So you are kind of raring to go, presumably.
That's it.
You're rested and
correct.
All the rest
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, which is obviously a lot better for some of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of your kind of your own playing career, give me have you always been at this club, or what's your playing background?
Playing background, originally I started off in the south of England. My dad was in the Navy, so I started my career down the south of England. But my family commitments are all up north, so I came back eventually to play rugby league up here. Cricket-wise, I've always played at a higher standard than the Street House League and things like that.
Yeah.
Now in 2003, we played against Street House in a game, and I was on about packing up. The Street House captain and the vice captain approached me and said, "Do you fancy coming and having a season or two with us?"
So who were you playing when you were approached?
I was playing with Frickley.
Okay.
A team in the same league.
Yeah.
I'd already got 100 against Street House that year.
That's a good advert.
That's right. They approached me and asked me if I fancied a challenge. And
yeah.
obviously the Village Cup was the big draw, really. So I said, I'll come and have a season with you.
Yeah.
And
was it with the Village Cup kind of at the back of your mind?
Yeah, definitely.
The
opportunity to play in it, because the year I joined Street House actually got through to the semi-final.
Right.
Obviously, I was eligible to play. Yeah. So just sat and watched and thought, yeah, that'll be me one day.
Yeah.
Have the opportunity to do it. And obviously 6 years later, we got there to
yeah.
the final, and it was great.
And what do you think, I suppose, playing other teams in Yorkshire in this competition, what do you think people think about playing in competition, how important it is to them? And, you know, you must hear
yeah,
people.
Yeah. I think traditionally over the years, Yorkshire clubs have done well in the Village. So it is talked about a lot,
yeah.
and a lot of clubs do focus on it. I know Woodhouse Grange won it last year, and they've always fancied the chances and
yeah.
Pushed the boat out, really, to do well in it. Obviously, now that they've gone into a higher league, they're not